Hey everybody, welcome to a show. I'm that guy that does the show, Jick.
Jickles
with me tonight, Riff.
Riff
hot
hey.
Stuff.
Hot
and Nightmare.
Hi.
Special guest Nightmare.
Nightmares will be.
He's our gay issues correspondent.
Yes.
Perhaps fat dude issues correspondent.
Yes, I have fat gay issues.
Hot Stuff has a plague.
I'm like mostly over the plague, I think. But
yeah, but you were just like
you
all
passed it
out.
To
yeah,
you were all like, oh, still I feel sick.
Yeah, I'm not
like
feeling
kind of a ghoul.
I'm not feeling great.
Like you crave the taste of rotting dead human flesh.
Is that what ghouls crave?
Who doesn't?
I think so.
Yes.
Ghouls just want to have rotting flesh.
What about that song Ghouls on Film?
Mm-hmm.
Fat Bottom Ghouls.
So how you guys been? What have you guys been up to in this whole post-convention season wasteland?
I slept for 36 straight hours after con.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's awesome.
That's a lot of hours.
I don't think you actually slept for 36
okay,
straight hours.
Okay, fine.
I haven't slept for 36 hours, because that'd be way too long.
I stayed in bed for 36 hours.
Were you doing laser research?
No. I was just sleeping. Watching movies.
That's boring. Normally, if you stay in bed all day, it's because you're banging a lady.
That's
in my experience, at least.
That's not true at all.
Fine.
I'm no lady.
Normally, if you stay in bed all day, it's because you're depressed.
I've been trying to dig a hole to the center of the earth with my bare hands.
Yeah.
In Minecraft.
Nightmare's been playing Minecraft and not figuring it out. Just like I said, Minecraft was impossible without a wiki.
Hey, I figured out I figured out a sword.
You figured out how to dig all the way to the center of the earth without using any tools. Yeah, so you figured out a way to dig.
When I was at the bottom of the hole, though, after I failed getting out of the hole three times, or maybe four times.
Did you just keep drowning because you'd tunnel up
into
the ocean?
I didn't drown. It would just, like, the water would sweep me all the way down to the bottom, and I would start digging up in a different direction. Because I knew that there was not water, definitely not water in the direction I was digging. But after the third or fourth time, I accidentally figured out how to use the crafting bench thing.
Hmm.
And then after that, much, much later after that, I accidentally made a pickaxe.
Riff's been playing some Minecraft also.
Yep.
You got any fun stories about killing yourself?
I went looking. I've been building an elaborate glass catwalk over the treetops to connect the various major points of my complex. And while I was out looking for sand, I discovered another interesting looking cave and went in there and discovered one of the dungeons with a zombie spawner in it.
Ooh, what was that like?
It was, in the process of trying to deal with it and clear it, I became very, very familiar with the route from my spawn point to that cave.
What was the dungeon actually like? Can you destroy the walls of the dungeon?
Yeah, it's cobblestone. So that's basically your two major your first clue of that there's a zombie spawner nearby is that you hear the groaning of more than one zombie somewhere, and so you start digging toward that, and if you find cobblestone, that means you found a dungeon because that's the only naturally occurring cobblestone. normally, normally when you destroy a block of stone, it appears in your inventory as cobblestone, and then when you put it back down, it has a slightly different texture. But this cobblestone that the mines are made out, or that the dungeons are made out of, occurs normally, and it also has it's basically, I think it's like a 5x5 empty cube that could appear just about anywhere in the earth, and it's lined with cobblestone, and the floor can be mossy green cobblestone, which Ooh. Is the only place you can get that, and it's kind of interesting.
So the dungeon is a single room?
Yeah, it's one room. It might like intersect with a naturally occurring cave. But it is a single room.
That's not really a dungeon.
Yeah. I guess in the true sense of the word dungeon, which is just a place that you keep your zombie spawning cubes.
Yeah. It's more like an oubliette, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, but an oubliette has to have an opening on the top, right?
It just has to be someplace you forget things.
I guess if you...
You're using the David Bowie definition.
Yeah. If you walled somebody up in there with your cask of Amontillado, then that's what it would be like.
Was that an oubliette? Maybe refer to that as an oubliette.
Probably not. I think you're probably right. An oubliette is a hole in the floor.
A French hole in the floor.
That you keep Bruce Willis in, only to pull him out when you need a time travel job done.
But yeah, it has a monster spawner in the middle and one or two chests, which can contain a handful of objects, some of which the like unusual and rare objects like loaves of bread and wheat and some things that you can't get anywhere else, like apples or pig saddles.
So is the chest bigger or smaller than a bread box?
It is a normal size chest.
It is literally the size of a bread box if it contains bread.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Any given box that you put bread in must be the size of a bread box.
Right, by definition.
Yeah.
I want to screw up everybody playing 20 Questions from here on out by putting a loaf of bread inside the world's smallest box. Or the world's largest box, in which case I would need Nightmare's Mom.
Oh.
Or the world's largest box, in which case I would need Nightmare's Mom.
Why'd you say it twice?
I'm funny. So I played some Civilization 5 today, which nobody else knows anything about. So
what do you mean nobody knows anything?
I saw an ad for it.
I've never heard of Civilization.
How did my experience compare to the advertisement that you saw, Hasif?
It was the graphics were pretty.
Yeah, I don't think that I would have necessarily known that there was any difference between Civ 5 and Civ 4, except for it was on a hex grid. Like, if you had showed me Civ 5, I would have thought, huh, this is like Civ 4 with a hex grid, and I don't really get, like, apparently I'm not a serious enough Civilization player to know what it is about it that's so, like, different and revolutionary, because it really seemed to me like...
The music is based on which civilization you are as opposed to which time period it is.
Holy cow!
I know, isn't that crazy?
Apparently there's... Like, a lot of the improvements are in terms of hiding things that you don't necessarily need to do yourself or that don't come up a lot. So the interface is a lot cleaner than usual.
One thing that they distinctly hid was the ability to set a city to build stuff automatically. Maybe that's just not a thing that exists. The tutorial was kind of terrible.
Like, really?
Yeah, I was like, tutorial. I hit tutorial, and then it was like, play as you learn as you play tutorial. So I'm like, okay, that's the biggest button. I'm going to hit that. And then the interface was a little weird. I'm like, I kept hitting this button, expecting the tutorial to start, and then I realized that I was actually highlighting this button, and then I had to hit a different button to start the tutorial.
Okay.
And then there was no real tutorial element. It was kind of, it gave you the exact same tooltips that it gives you when you play the game. And then the second time I ran it, it wouldn't let me skip the opening cutscene. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck.
You're bad at games.
I am. I'm bad at... I mean, the thing is, games run on computers. Computers are machines. I'm bad at machines. Really, machines are bad at me. That's what Donald Norman is teaching us. Anytime I fuck something up, it's the machine's fault.
It is. Blame the machine.
But does that mean all machines come from Soviet Russia?
All machines come from the future. In which there is a war of the machines. Oh man, at the arcade during KOLCon, I totally played through all of the crazy Terminator Rise of the Machines shooting video game.
Oh yeah.
It had a machine gun.
You know what we failed to do at Dragon Con? Was that mech game.
Play that mech game? I don't know that I really wanted to play that mech game.
Which mech game is it?
There was a sit inside a big thing and pretend you're in a mech.
BattleTech Center kind of thing? Or?
It was not specifically BattleTech, but it was a similar kind of thing. I don't know. I don't like motion rides. I freak out.
I don't know that it's a motion ride. I think it's just a box.
I think it's a... Well, it's a motion box.
Is it, though?
I don't know. Did it move?
I mean, the box didn't move.
Maybe it didn't move. Well, yeah. I don't like things that are immersive. I don't like things that make me feel like I'm moving, because then I feel like I'm freaking out.
Like a car,
and then when
pool.
I feel like I'm freaking out, I am freaking out.
Yeah, it's a freak out simulator.
Yeah, it's basically like you sit in this machine, and then it just gives you injections of adrenaline.
Uh huh.
It's like, this is what it would be like if you were freaking out. You're like, wait a minute, I am freaking out, man.
Whoa, man.
It's funny that there were like three funny things in So I Married an Axe Murderer.
And that was one of them?
No. You know, when old Scottish guy is making fun of hydrocephalics, that's where really...
That's my favorite part.
That's where that movie really shines. Rest of the movie, pretty forgettable.
I don't remember the hydrocephalic part.
I know that I watched it, but I can't remember, like, a single thing about it. I can remember people's faces. That's
like,
it.
Like, just in general, you remember, like, you when you think about...
About the movie, I just
So I Married an Axe Murderer, you just see a bunch of people's faces.
Yes.
Like, were you... Maybe you watched it backwards.
That's possible.
You were just staring into the... You were staring into the crowd at the movie theater. So... Oh, wait, you thought I meant in, like, reverse time order.
I was confused for a second.
Did you see a bunch of people vomiting bananas into their hands? One bite at a time? Because maybe you watched it backwards, temporally.
So last night we were looking for... There used to be a video of a gerbil. I think it was a gerbil. Some cute little rodent eating a line of, like, a billion different kinds of food. And then they played it backwards, and it was funny because it looked like the gerbil was just, like, making all of this food appear in his mouth. And YouTube...
Is this a real video?
It is a real video, but we couldn't find it because there were we waded through, like, 10 pages of
a
million different little kids filming themselves eating things and then playing it backwards. It wasn't even the same video. It was just the same concept, and we couldn't even find the video
sure
I was looking for.
Are you sure that the kids weren't gerbils?
That's a possibility.
I think it's hard to distinguish.
It is very hard. That's one of my handicaps.
Which is why every time I say hot stuff, do you have any gerbils? You say, not that I know of.
I have a gerbil.
You have a kid.
What?
That's what you meant.
No,
you're the only one of us with gerbils.
Holy shit.
Yeah. You should tell the story of the plane crash.
So, this isn't... Like, normally my trips to Cannes have bad plane stories attached to them, and this is a bad plane story from a long time ago that wasn't this Cannes trip. But I was flying back home from... It was Seattle. I had flown into Seattle, and it was supposed to be a direct trip from Seattle to Pittsburgh. And
did you buy two... Tickets to Pittsburgh.
I took a train to Seattle and then was flying from Seattle to Pittsburgh. And the first plane was delayed, and then they had to shuffle us onto another plane because that flight had mechanical difficulties. And so that added one leg, and then when we got to the end of the first leg, we were supposed to stay on the plane, and then there was a delay because that plane was having mechanical difficulties. And it just led to a bunch of jumps until we were flying out of Kansas City. And we took off, and I didn't really pay attention to it at first, but eventually I realized that something was wrong. The airplane was really, really cold, and my ears started hurting at some point. And all of a sudden, the oxygen masks fell from the ceiling, and everybody sort of looked at each other a little bit nervously. And we dropped like a rock from whatever the cruising altitude had been.
When you say you dropped like a rock, straight down?
I looked out the window and I couldn't see the ground. I was looking.
Were you looking upwards?
I was trying
that's
to
not
look
where the ground.
I was trying to look to where the ground was, and I was at the wing seat, so I don't remember that part as much. All I remember the part that. I remember well because I have photographic evidence of it. I started running through my head what it was I should do if these were going to be my last moments, and I contemplated pulling out my phone and calling my son or trying to leave
your
some
gerbil.
Sort of my gerbil. I mean, and
you were
or,
contemplating pulling your gerbil out of your pocket,
exactly,
kissing
and,
it goodbye,
and telling it a story,
and throwing it out the window so that it would have a chance of surviving.
I was going to wait till the last second and throw it. But what I did instead was, while the people in front of me were screaming and holding on to each other, and while the guy next to me was holding on to my hand and praying, I pulled out my camera and took a bunch of pictures of everybody in the plane freaking out.
I bet they really enjoyed that.
I don't think any of them noticed. Huh.
Were any of them like super sexy, like 18-year-old girls who were like, I don't want to die a virgin?
On the Eventually. Well, so what ends up, I'll get to the super sexy 18-year-old later. We ended up leveling off. Nobody came on the radio. None of the attendants came back. Nobody was telling us what was wrong.
It's because they had all parachuted out.
We felt the plane turn around. Again, like, nobody would tell us what was happening. We touched back down in Kansas City. They told us to get off the plane. We ended up sitting in that airport for like another 8 hours, not getting any information. They told us that they would put us up in a hotel for the night and that we would be flying out the next day. And when we got back to the hotel the following day, we found out that the airline had gone under that night, and gone bankrupt, and that they were not going to, there was no way for us to get back to Pittsburgh. So we were all trapped.
So do you think that they couldn't afford to close the windows
on
the plane?
Possible.
That's what happened. So all the pressure leaked out.
That could be it.
Did they forget to pay their lift tax?
That's another possibility. The super sexy 16-year-old, 18-year-old, I don't remember how old she was.
That's your story.
There was a woman who, because all of my shirts are free film shirts, there was a woman who, she was trying to get her daughter into a modeling career, and she saw that I had a film shirt, and so they were pestering me the entire trip back to Pittsburgh, and I gave them a fake phone number because I didn't want to have to deal with them.
Did you say, well, your daughter is going to learn the easy way or the hard way, that the way into the modeling industry is just to blow every dude that she meets.
Every single dude.
Yeah.
Was that
on an airplane?
What?
Was that on an airplane?
When I said that?
Yeah.
No, that was not on an airplane. That was somewhere else that happened.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, the next day, did you get on a plane?
Yes.
And everybody else did too.
TWA ended up, like, after several hours
of
confusion.
Like that rap group?
No, that's NWA. They don't have an airline.
No, I was thinking of Public Enemy.
TWA ended up getting us on one of their planes and comping all of us because they felt bad.
Did that plane crash?
That plane did not
crash.
Killing
you all?
Nothing. They gave us first class seats, and we sat up there. And
were you actually breathing the oxygen from the mask?
Not at first. When they fell, like, nobody... We had all listened to the stewardess tell us to put the masks on if they come down, and they all fell down, and everyone sort of looked at each other and laughed nervously. It wasn't until we were going down that people started putting them on.
It's because they're not actually pumping oxygen. It's nitrous oxide.
Oh, cool. It's just cyanide gas. By the time that happens, you're fucked. They're just like, we might as well, you know. They're not going to do an autopsy. You find a body in the wreckage of a crashed plane. What, like, oh, yeah. I wonder what killed this guy. That's not going to happen.
No, never.
So they might as well just murder you.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
Well, what they do is they give you a gas that hypnotizes you. They have you sign over all your life insurance policies and your last will and testaments to the stewardesses. And then the stewardesses parachute out, mm-hmm. and then they start pumping cyanide through the
airplane.
Masks.
And then they sell everything on eBay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why airlines don't go out of business.
Exactly.
That's why tickets are so affordable.
Mm-hmm. The end.
Boy, I hate airplanes, and your story makes me never want to get on another one ever again.
Sorry. I'll show you the pictures later.
We decided that for our Christmas trip this year, we're doing it by train.
Is that even a thing?
I haven't done it from Arizona, but I've done the train trip.
You have to be willing to spend like an entire day and a half
just
on the train, but...
If you get a sleeper car, it's pretty good. Or if you're on one of the trains that has I forget what they're called. They're like the viewing cars. They're big glass-topped observatory cars. They're really, really neat.
Or if you could get one of those train cars like in Blame the Mono, where the whole car becomes invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And then the computer lets you have sex with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
At some point, instead of putting people up or down, you were panning them left or right. And I was wondering why everybody was in different sides.
No, I wasn't. Frontalot did that while he was here.
Why?
So that we would all be on different sides, so that it would be good radio.
No. It sounds weird.
Maybe it sounds weird to you. Maybe the listening public loves it.
No.
You don't know. You're not a rap scientist.
Yeah. You're sick.
You want people in the middle.
Dude, I don't know if that's true or not.
Okay. I'm just saying. It was bothering me, and I'm in the same room
with
you people.
Yeah, but you're kind of a sissy.
An OCD sissy.
You're like, yeah, you're always coming. Every once in a while, you'll walk into my office and be like, Chick, this song is terrible. The left side doesn't sound the same as the right side. And I'll say, but
that's hot stuff. That's called stereo.
That's stereophonic Quadra CD systems right there. We paid a lot for that. You should enjoy it instead of complaining about it.
Is the problem that my voice is so much fatter than everybody else's?
It could be. You're taking up. Yeah, you're
more when, than my
with
fair
you
share.
With you pan to the right, the whole thing is in danger of capsizing. boy, I don't know what I would do if you weren't around. I would just make fun of Hot Stuff. Yeah. Exclusively. It really takes a lot of the pressure off him when you're here.
He had mentioned that the other day. He was like, Dave, I really like it when you come to visit.
We've spent so little time alone in cars, which is when we normally do our song mm-hmm. making up. We made up some songs, all out of the syllables poo and pee.
Those were my favorites.
Yeah.
We had several hits.
Yeah. You weren't there. We only do it when you're not around because I get embarrassed. I don't want to act childish in front of you because you're my coworker. I'm afraid I would develop a bad reputation. Ah, man. I remember being on the way to the first meeting that we ever had with another company as a company and just singing songs about poops and turds so that I wouldn't talk about poops and turds while we were in the meeting. Because I was afraid I wouldn't be able to stop talking about poop and turds.
Did it work?
Well.
He did not talk about poop and turds.
Yeah, he didn't talk. I don't know that I would have if I hadn't.
Was it with the sanitation?
There was no control group, so it wasn't real science. I did do some of the research myself, but...
Yeah, but if you didn't make a hypothesis beforehand, then...
Well, I did make the hypothesis beforehand. My hypothesis was, if I sing the song Poop of Turd to the tune of Duke of Earl on the way to this meeting, that I wouldn't accidentally talk about poop or turds when we were supposed to be talking about buying servers. I mean, we still have those servers, and that's the servers that KOL is running on, and I'm pretty sure it's still working, so I guess the meeting was a success.
Also poop.
Poop.
Yes.
Poop of turd. Poop. Poop. Poop of turd.
That's how it went.
No, it was turd, poop of turd. Not poop, poop. Poop of
no,
turd.
It was poop, poop,
well,
poop,
I
poop
was writing
turd,
a different
poop,
song, poop. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Nightmare's
it's
original.
It's a cover.
Yeah. the original song was written by that goblin that wrote Abracadabra for the Steve Miller Band. what else is going on?
You have played a lot of World of Warcraft.
I've played some World of Warcraft. I wouldn't say
you
a
played
lot.
Like three or four solid days.
I didn't play it for like a week, and then I played it for like
three or four solid days.
I played like 6 hours of World of Warcraft in my entire life. It's weird. Like they at some point just decided that everything was like easy mode.
You say that, and there are things that you have not seen because they are hard.
They're not hard though. It's not.
How do you know that?
Because, well, okay, so, when I think about a thing that is hard, I do not think about. All right. You guys, if you're not gonna act like adults,
I'm not gonna take this seriously. We can just go now.
The stuff that is presented to me that I cannot do because I don't have enough gear, it is not because I am not good enough to get the gear. It is because I have not spent the time getting the gear.
But isn't the contention that you couldn't survive if you had the gear, if you didn't have the gear?
But that's not because it is challenging. It is because the numbers are bigger.
I think that that is one way in which things are challenging.
Right, but I mean, there was a distinct difference between the way that they decided to make things challenging between this... I mean, this is I think, of broader interest in terms of, like, what is going on with video games, right? Like...
So, in the Burning Crusade...
In the previous expansion, when you...
Which was the previous expansion
when you would run
Warcraft.
A heroic
when you ran
dungeon,
a
five-man
instance,
mode
it was not
dungeon.
That hard. But then you could run a heroic version of it, which was much, much more difficult, and there was slightly different strategy involved.
There was significantly different strategy involved. Like,
sure.
when you would run these things on hard mode, you had to use abilities that never were necessary in the normal difficulty version of the instance. Like, you know, say one of the classes has the ability to, like, take a guy out of the action for a while, and you're attacking a group of five guys, you maybe need a couple people in your party to remove two of them because you can't kill five of them at once. But in these heroics, you just can. It's just trivial. Like, and not only are you, like, pulling a group of monsters and killing them, if you accidentally pull three groups of monsters, you will probably survive. Whereas, well, back in the day, if you didn't properly deal with a single group, you wouldn't survive.
Part of that, the reason for that is that most of the heroics in the Lich King,
the most recent expansion,
came out, and there was one raid, the Necropolis or whatever it was called, and then so everybody. I feel like the difficulty of the heroic dungeons was based on the gear that you were going to get out of that raid. But then after that, they put out Uldemon, or whatever the second raid was called, and then and that had several, I think more than one raid instance in it. It was a whole series of things that, and then the Ice Crown Citadel raids after that, and just the ramp of the gear that you got out of them was such that by the time you finished doing Ice Crown Citadel, the gear that you had was insanely powerful compared to what you needed to do those original heroics.
Right, but I didn't do Ice Crown Citadel. I am still not geared to the point where I am allowed
well,
to do
any.
Well,
you are, but how many
minutes.
How many people in the dungeon in the parties that the dungeon system is putting together are?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like people who are really well geared would not be doing the things that I'm doing, that the rewards are. I mean, maybe they are. I mean, maybe that's it, right? Maybe they would have been much harder.
I think they are just because they're farming emblems.
Maybe they would have been much harder if I had done them a couple of years ago before everybody else was crazy past me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have a good sense, right? Like, maybe the random party finder thing is putting me with people that are especially overgeared because I'm especially undergeared.
Are you...
That
could do you also have, be like, true, indication of who's doing all the damage in the party?
Every once in a while somebody will post it, and mine's usually like, you know, I don't know how it's supposed to be, right? Like, you've got a tank, you've got a healer, and then you've got three people whose primary function is to do damage. And I don't know in like a proper five-man group like what percentage of the total damage each of those DPS people is doing.
Should probably be like 30% each.
Okay, except mine's in like the mid-20s whenever I see it, which is like not great, but you know, it's like, I feel like I'm doing my share.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like, I feel like if I was undergeared, people would be complaining about me. And they don't. But I don't know, maybe they just don't care. I mean, you know, it's also, like, a lot of the times I'll be like, hold on, guys, I need to go get the door, and I'll come back, and they'll have finished three encounters just without me. So, you know, like, the fact that I'm just completely unnecessary in the thing, like, and no, like, I'm so trivially unnecessary that nobody even bothers getting angry at me for not participating at all. I don't know. My experience of it is weird. It's fun getting to see all the content, but I'm, like...
Do you wish it was harder?
I do, a little bit. I wish that...
You could play with one hand.
I could, I guess. That would allow me to masturbate to the concept art on my second monitor.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll admit that I'm coming into it with a sort of a strange perspective, having skipped a lot of it, but it's like I'm coming into it with the perspective of somebody who hit the level cap just now, which I can't be the only person who did that, because there were a lot of people leveling with me as I was playing.
They were probably leveling alts.
That's possible. Anyway, the new expansion is going to come out, and everything that I've done will be useless, and then eventually we'll all die, and the Earth will be consumed in the fires of the sun going supernova.
Hooray!
I can hardly wait.
I don't think the sun's going to go supernova, though, right?
Shut up.
Isn't it just nova? Like, doesn't it have to, like, explode for it to go supernova?
Wait, are you thinking of Cosmos?
No.
Or Scientific American?
No.
The sun is going to go discover. The sun will go 3-2-1 contact. Yes, the sun will go American Express.
It's everywhere you want to be.
The sun will go Pony Express. And it will wipe out all
no,
life on Earth
the,
very slowly.
The sun will expand, and then it will like shrink down into like a red dwarf or something.
No, you're thinking of the BBC version of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes. Look around you.
Dwarf.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So has anybody else been playing any video games?
I finished Professor Layton.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It's pretty good. The story is much more interesting than the previous couple.
Okay.
The puzzles are not quite as difficult as the last one.
The last one wasn't... They were like so much simpler in the second one than the first one. So they gotten even simpler?
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I didn't play much of the second one, but at least as much of it I saw, they struck me as being a lot simpler than the first.
Maybe I'm thinking of the puzzles from the first one.
Huh.
There's also a lot of walking around in the second one, but there's no aimless wandering looking for the one guy who has a puzzle. Mm-hmm. They tell you very clearly what the next location you need to go to is.
What about like trying to find all the coins and the secret puzzles and stuff?
You have to, you know, you tap on the screen until you find them, but for the most part, I feel like they put them in places. Like, often the first three random things I tapped were where the three coins were.
Maybe that's because you're just really, really good at finding coins.
Possibly.
Do you find that you're,
I also ended the game. I had 200 coins still when I ended the game, so it's not necessary to.
Sure. Do you actually use the hint coins?
A little bit. I try to use the hint coins when... Because it seems like the hint coins are not as valuable as the points you get for solving the puzzle without failures.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I try to use them if I'm not 100% sure.
I've never used a hint coin in any of the Professor Layton games.
It's because you're from MIT.
No, I refuse to let the puzzles be to get me, you know?
Hot Stuff has been playing a lot of that frog game.
The Helsing's Fire.
Oh.
The frog game.
It's that game with a frog.
It does have a frog.
I really like the bounty system. It's just a neat way of like having these puzzles that other people are trying to solve.
Explain how that works.
So, as I said previously, the Helsing's Fire is this sort of like puzzle game where it's sort of well suited towards a touch screen where there's like objects on the screen and you like have a torch and there's obstructions and so you're trying to like cause sort of waves of color to expand out from the place where you're touching the screen and hit things that are similar color and not things that are other colors and stuff like that. And it doesn't sound very interesting, but there's a bunch of variations to it, and it's a bunch of really interesting little logic puzzles, basically. And so they recently patched it with sort of a new feature, which is called Bounties, where they randomly generate these logic puzzles based on sort of some sort of rule set that they have, and then they just post the puzzles, like 20 at a time, and then people try to solve them. And then the more people that try to solve them and fail, the more points that a puzzle is worth. So, you know, every now and then I'll solve one that's like, you know, worth 10 or 15 points because that many people have tried it and failed. And so last night there was one that was like up to 34 points, which I'd never seen one get that high before. And I was working on it. It was really hard.
And then they made it 35 points.
And somebody else solved it before I got the solution.
Oh.
Yeah, sad.
Took away some of their points.
No, they get more points because I tried to solve it.
Oh. So at least everything sucks.
No, but it was cool. I mean, it was really neat. And like when there are a bunch of people playing, a bunch of the puzzles have a bunch of like, you know, this many people have tried to solve this puzzle notices and stuff.
Are the puzzles in the regular game are procedurally generated, right?
Everything is procedurally generated. Yeah, it's not.
But
it's
not
never
these bounties. The bounties are fixed.
Well, I mean, they're procedurally generated the first time, and then they are fixed once they are generated. If that makes sense, like a server generates them procedurally, and then everyone sees the same puzzle. They're not designed by someone, which I think is the difference between procedural generation and.
Oh, Data Vortex thought it was Riff telling the airplane story. It was Nightmare.
That's happened on several occasions where people say that our voices are very, very similar.
I think that there are some people who are good at distinguishing voices and some people who are not, because people were constantly talking about with idle thumbs not being able to know who was speaking or who was who or whatever, and it like after maybe the second or third episode, it was just abundantly obvious to me every time any particular person was talking.
One thing that I think helps me with Idle Thumbs is that they are constantly saying their names, like, over and over again all the time.
Well, but it gets to the point where they were, like, joking about that, and everybody was introducing themselves as Josh or whatever, and, like, you know, that's just the opposite of helpful.
There's nobody named Josh.
I'm Josh.
Huh? I'll preface everything I say from now on by saying that I am Riff.
Nightmare here.
Yeah, see, like, this doesn't
can tell
help
he's
anybody.
Doing a Morgan Freeman impression.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that's the inside joke, is that anytime you yell in an old-timey announcer voice, you're doing a Morgan Freeman impression. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of top-notch quality.
John Doe has the upper hand.
John Doe has the upper hand.
And he's ahead by a nose. Yeah. Laugh a minute here at the office, folks.
But we had a fun time cleaning yesterday. We were cleaning and making a lot of jokes.
It was.
And then Riff helped me clean by moving a bag of dice that he didn't want me touching from one place to a place 2 feet
well,
from it.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was secured.
Equally
in so
way.
I didn't want you to pick it up and then discover that all it was a handkerchief with some dice on it.
With
very fragile dice. Crystalline dice.
Anyway.
I stacked a bunch of soda cans leftover from the LARP.
Yeah, there are a bunch of very neatly stacked sodas over there for somebody to kick and ruin.
No, I'm going
to
drink them.
They'll all be consumed.
You're going to drink them all before you go.
I'll drink
every single
before
one
tomorrow.
You're going to drink. Yeah.
I drink 97 sodas a day.
You've got a big big amount of lard to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep feeding it high-fructose corn
stuff
syrup.
Stuff from the larder.
Yeah. That's where we keep things.
Mm-hmm.
The larder. So, Helsing's Fire. I've been continuing to play a bunch of Words with Friends.
Did you see the Words with Pirates?
No.
They put out a free version of Words with Friends where the only letters it has are Y-A-R-G-H and an exclamation point with lots of extra R's.
Huh.
Huh.
And so it accepts, like, every variation of yarg or arg or ar with an exclamation point on the end.
It kind of makes me sad that our generation. I'll try that sentence
Yarr.
All over from the beginning. That GH, because, like, arg with a GH is like.
That's
a,
like, yeah, when Charlie, that's like when Charlie Brown gets
or,
the football
yeah,
pulled out from
yeah,
under his
kicking. Yeah, that's yeah. not a pirate.
Yeah. I don't really get how that came out either. I mean, the pirate clearly just says, har.
Ar, matey, ar.
Yeah.
That was Riff, by the
no
way.
No GHs. GHs are zombies.
Have you guys heard Riff's pirate voice?
Do an impression of a pirate, Riff.
Hello. This is my impression of a pirate. and not Peter Lorre. Because it is not true that Peter Lorre is the only impression I can do.
I don't know who Peter Lorre is. Is he related to Hugh Lorre?
Yeah, he's the guy in all those old movies.
All those old movies.
Yes,
every single one of them.
So he was Citizen Kane.
I feel like the more I've been doing that impression recently over con, the worse it has gotten.
Huh.
I'm not sure how that happened.
Are you sure that it wasn't just terrible to begin with?
It was
spot on.
Sometimes you don't know when things are good and bad.
The Pretentious Artist has a bunch of screen captures of, I think, the IT crowd with his and our merchandise and bumper stickers and stuff all over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's neat to see that stuff.
Did we not tell you to not touch anything over there?
Yeah, so yesterday the Pretentious Artist, I think, maybe was hitting it. So we have two coolers. We have the water cooler at the office, and then we have a very similar cooler next to it that is filled with peyote.
Vodka. Yeah.
And I think that he might have either accidentally drunk from the peyote or cooler, or just drank more than he intended to from the peyote cooler, because he asked me. We came in and he said, "Jake." He doesn't actually call me Jake, because we've known each other for a long time. He said, "Jake, were you sitting in this chair yesterday?" And I said, "Yes," even though I knew that wasn't true. For whatever reason, I answered yes,
because they're good friends.
Yeah, yeah. Like when a friend asks me a question, I wanna indulge. You know, I wanna. Yes, yeah. He was like, "Was something biting you while you were sitting here?" And I once I started thinking about it, I was like, "Wait, I wasn't sitting there," and I don't know why I told him that I was. I'm like, "Oh wait, maybe I wasn't sitting there," and then that made him feel like I was being evasive, like maybe I had, you know,
trapped
installed
his chair.
A bunch of spiders.
And apparently he had come in the morning after the radio show and spent several minutes, like, rubbing the chair down or something.
Cleaning things angrily.
Yeah, with vigor and some measure of anger.
What? Why?
Because he thought there was something biting him from inside the chair.
No one sat in his chair.
I don't think that's true, because there were 4 people on the radio.
No, there were 3 people on the radio.
Are you sure?
I was here.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, there were 3. Okay, here's the... There were 4 entities on the radio, but one of them was a sort of a humanoid construct made of millions of spiders. That was sitting in
the chair. I think that was what was making all the breathing noises.
That was probably it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It was a syphal from the Fiend Folio, the communal insect-formed artificial life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dude made out of bees. Or... Huh.
Oh, that is the worst dude.
Mosquitoes. That is the worst kind of dude.
Of all the dudes I've
met. Like a dude who's a professional sister fucker.
I would like to take issue with one of Riff's crossword clues and answers.
Do we want to open up this bag of...
They were all pretty reasonable except for...
Do we want to open this bag of motor oil and pudding?
They were all pretty reasonable except for one in the frat house crossword, which the answer was dude bro.
What was the question?
It was suitably confusing. It was
Yeah, what's the alternate name for a frat boy who doesn't necessarily belong to a frat or something like that?
And I'm like, what?
Why would anyone ever figure that out?
Yeah,
I don't know.
The number of people who were like, I got this whole thing except for this one.
I was trying to come up with 35 words that related to frat boys.
I feel like if I had to guess, I would say maybe a Bronin.
Bronin?
It's a frat boy with no particular affiliation. Yeah, but...
Wow. Yeah, that's one letter too short.
But it was dude bro.
Yeah. So we had a bunch of people at the LARP who had finished the entire thing except for this one. They're like pulling out their hair like, I just have no idea. I can't think of anything. And I looked at the answer and I was like, no fucking wonder you can't think of anything because it's just not a real thing.
Because there was no content. It was like a little kid's crossword puzzle too, right?
I mean, it is a... No, it is a known word.
Yes, you did, and no, it's not.
I totally did not.
Yes, you did, look and it up no, it's on, not. Whatever it you're saying
on,
about that.
Look it up on,
Urban
the stupid
using
words
Urban Dictionary
website.
As the source
Urban
for
Dictionary.
Your... As the source
I
for
have
your
heard it
puzzle.
Previous to that. It is.
I mean, I've heard people say dude bro, but it's always like...
Oh, look, here it is.
It refers to that certain type of asshole.
Number 17, men who drink Jaeger bombs.
Wow. Anyway.
Can I not get behind a Jaeger bomb?
I bet you could.
I don't think so, man. It's made with Red Bull.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, how are they made?
It's a shot of Jaeger dropped into a... imagine a car bomb. Yeah, it's a...
Oh, it's not Jaeger in, vodka?
No, it's Jaeger dropped into Red
Bull.
No, it's Jaeger dropped into Red Bull.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, it does. Okay. I mean, I like Jaegermeister. I will do a shot of Jaegermeister with any bro who buys me one.
But not a dude bro.
What happens if if someone assaults you with a Smirnoff Ice?
Dude bro. Scully was going to... Scully fully intended to ice me before the LARP. And I would have drunk it. I would have done it.
It would have been awesome if he had done it.
But the thing is... Drinking it when he does it to me means that I can do it to him at any point in the future, and that would be kind of great. I heard about that, and I was like, that doesn't seem like jack-off-y at all. The context that I heard it in was people sort of being disdainful of frattiness. But I don't know, man.
It'd be funny to carry him around when you're in college and then just right before class, you run into your friend, you're like, ha-ha, now you have to drink this before class. But then you get deflected and you have to drink both of them, right?
Yeah.
So,
it'd be
a fun way to pass the day.
I think that's funny. I remember having a conversation with somebody where I was like, I spent my freshman year of college, just kind of getting over myself and trying to become friends with as many different or not even trying to become friends like
just
I was
being
on this
generally affable
yeah just being generally like not writing people off because they belong to some subculture that I didn't know about or have any respect for, and it was really beneficial to me, I feel like. Like, I feel like I came out of my freshman year of college with a much
hating
better, like,
all
sort
these
of,
different kinds of
grasp of the human condition, but I don't really. I mean, I maybe came out of it, like, disliking people who were slobs, disliking people who were lazy, right? Like, people who actually did stuff that had a negative impact on those around them. But, like, the frat boys, they just drank a lot, you know? It wasn't...
I mean, they're sometimes douchebags.
Sometimes. But. Sometimes they are, but not always. I mean, that's the thing. And it's like, I had let my bad experiences with a couple of, like, oh, those are the frat boys. Those are guys who spit on me. But no, there was, like, a couple guys that spit on me, right? Like, the overwhelming majority of them, like, if I'd been at a party with those dudes, they wouldn't have spit on me. They spit on me because they were kind of assholes and, like, happened to be, like, up on a balcony, right? And I looked like a nerd, right? But it was like... There was a removal of the humanity in there that just doesn't happen if you're at a party with somebody. And, like, I remember talking to somebody about how, like, I tried to pick up, like, the sort of best aspects of every different type of person, like, the parts of it that I agreed with. And I was like, you know, I, like, hung out with hippies and, like, tried to, like, be a little more relaxed about things, right? Like, not to the point where I, like, stopped wiping my ass or whatever, but, like, you know, just like, you know what, this is probably going to be okay, you know? Like, just trying to be a little more chill. And then I hung out with some frat boys, and then somebody was like, what good things could you possibly, what could you possibly have learned from a frat boy? What virtues could a frat boy possibly have? And I was like, well, loyalty, you know? I mean,
was there a, like, question mark though at the end of that?
No, it was because, like, what, like, the idea that a whole class of people would have no redeeming values was, like, a little bit weird to me, right? I mean, because it was like the whole premise of my story was trying to collect these. I thought it like a video game. I was like, well, I need to try to become an avatar of each virtue. So, what's the avatar of loyalty? Oh, the frat. The frat lord.
did you ever play Ultima 4?
No, I never did. Oh, I only know a handful of words.
Good game.
What? Was it like the isometric top-down? No, that's not even a thing. I guess it is.
It was kind of like an isometric top-down.
Was it diagonal? I hate things that are diagonal.
I don't think it was. I think it was mostly just top-down, kind of.
Like Zaxxon?
No, but I mean, were you moving diagonally? Because I hate games where you move diagonally.
I think you could move diagonally. I think it was a rectangular grid.
Okay, but it wasn't a rectangular grid. Wait. That was 45 degrees to the screen.
You no. could play it okay. with your head tilted 45 degrees.
Not to my memory. Wait, but what about... So, things that are on hex grids, you're by definition almost always moving diagonally to some extent.
Well...
Or two-thirds of the time.
Sure.
So, do you hate those things?
No.
Two-thirds of the time?
No. No, I mostly hate square grids that... So, things... games that are on hex grids, you're never moving with, like, WASD or arrow keys.
You could be moving with WASD. It'd be not annoying.
Not really. You're not, though. What I don't like is when... What I don't like is a quad grid that's offset at a diagonal, because there's no natural mapping of, like, up to a particular direction, right?
There could be. It's just rotated 45 degrees.
No, there couldn't be a natural one, because there isn't a natural one. There could be one that they've arbitrarily decided. There is nothing about up and to the right that is more up than up and to the left.
Well, but if they show you the game and then it turns 45 degrees...
No, he's not talking about a square grid, right? You're talking about a line of squares and
no,
then the
I
next line is...
It's a square grid.
No, I'm talking about a square grid. I'm talking about a rotated square grid. I disliked Civilization 2 because it was a square grid that was rotated 45 degrees. It was like asymmetric. It was isometric. It was asymmetric. It was like that crap that those asymmetric assholes would produce. Mm. I revolt against this shit by never making a game.
It'd be like a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Yeah, except
Mom,
Olive can make
broken.
His half moons. Or a
what
turd.
Have you been eating?
A turd. But the right side is a regular hemisphere, a semicircle, and the left side is the profile of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Poop, poop, poop,
yeah.
Poop.
No, and then you can slice it up like Fimo and make poop beads that are Leonardo DiCaprio's face and sell them to little girls. You have to dry them, you know, you bake them in a poop kiln.
An easy bake oven?
No, just a poop kiln. It's easier. It's like you cook them in a Dutch oven. what were we talking? Diagonals. I hate it. hate diagonals. We make up for it by not ever making any games where you're a dude moving around. It's just like the weird thing we've decided where, oh, this is a game where you're, the perspective is that of a BBS door game where you can't really exist in a location. You know, unless it's a BBS door game like Mutants. Who did we meet? Oh, so the animator on the new game, his wife, who's not even like a computer game person at all, was the only other person on Earth that I've ever met who had played the old BBS game Mutants, which was kind of like a MUD. It was very much like a MUD, but it was on this weird BBS variant that hardly any place used. I forget what it was called, even. Major BBS?
Huh.
Now I'm thinking of Major Domo, which used to handle email lists for people.
It still might.
Maybe it still does. Who knows? There's probably some open source guys yelling about how Major Domo is the best thing.
From mountaintops.
Yep. Look at me. I'm an open source guy. That's what they say. Have you used any open source software lately, Nightmare?
I don't know. I'm so big on pirating bullshit nowadays that...
Arr,
matey. Arr, dude bro.
Yeah, I gotta agree that dude bro, unfair crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
Also, apparently your logic puzzles were so hard that no one could solve them except this one girl.
Now, I will defend the logic puzzles all the way because I was told to make them difficult enough that it would take 20 minutes to half an hour to solve them. And when I tested them, it took me 15 to 20 minutes. And I said, well, I'm good at these. So 15 to 20 minutes for me is probably about 20 minutes to a half an hour for someone else.
See, I don't think that necessarily follows because I feel like I would not be able to solve one of those given an infinite amount of time. So
I think some of those people had an infinite amount of time with my last group.
Oh, boy. Well, should we take some questions?
Or we could take a music break and then take some questions.
There's no music because the network drive is acting screwy.
Wow. There's no music.
We don't need to take a break.
I'll sing a song instead.
Yeah, let me do something that will be obvious when I'm looking at the waveform. Where to insert the interstitial music? Quick, make a really annoying high-pitched noise that lasts a long
time. You're doing the opposite really loud. Because you always take out the music.
Oh, I know.
So you're doing the opposite of...
God, I'm horrified by this new setup. I have no idea if this is recording. I have no idea if anything is going to be right. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Is it fundamentally different than before?
Yeah. There's knobs that I don't know what they do, and he said I can safely ignore them, but then somebody's going to hit them, and then I'm not going to know where they were. Maybe I should tape them down.
Yeah.
Maybe what I should do is I should just...
Take a picture of it.
Does the pretentious artist have, like, you know, say, maybe 1,000 gallons of resin over there?
He has 1,000 spiders.
Has he scraped 1,000 gallons of resin out of the pipe that he's been smoking before he sits down every time to get bitten
pipe?
By spiders? Seriously... What could be... What is there any explanation for that besides him just hallucinating?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, Nightmare and Karu got bit by some kind of spider or something while sitting on the couch the other night.
Really? Or is everybody just fucking crazy?
No, yeah. we had big bites on our legs.
Did you bite each other?
It's possible.
And the pretentious artist?
That's always a possibility.
Isn't it also possible that you guys are all just crazy?
The pretentious artist had also been worried, though, about people sitting in his chair before that radio show even happened. Because we were talking about people coming over and playing games, and he seemed very agitated by the thought of some stranger being in the office doing things to his stuff.
Yeah, that was strange.
I can relate to that.
Maybe he released a bunch of spiders, and he was worried about other people finding them.
He doesn't want somebody stealing his spiders.
Does he still have that wallpaper of the spider having sex with that lady?
I don't...
That was creepy.
I don't know if that's even on his computer.
Somehow sexy at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Occasional JD wrote into the Twitter, "You should check out Broken Pixels on YouTube. It's a video game show with Sean Baby and Shane Bettenhausen."
Huh.
Oh. I should check out Broken Pixels on YouTube. Xtanstick says, "Hey guys, can you talk more about the direction you want to take your new game in? How will you price it? Why is Riff a jerk?" Riff, why are you a jerk?
I don't know.
Where do we start?
Hot stuff. How will we price our new game?
Well, I mean the game that we're working on right now is going to be free because we don't like money.
Yep. Yeah,
I still think we should do like have the warrior be free and then have the wizard be an in-app purchase.
I mean, except that you can't do in-app purchases with a Flash game.
Oh, well, I'm talking about the iPad version.
Well, there's not going to be an iPad version.
There is.
Solved!
Oh.
You can port Flash to the iPad. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I feel weird about the notion of selling something on one platform that you can get for free on another platform.
I don't, in particular.
No, because I mean,
I feel like I shouldn't.
You're paying for the portability, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, I would definitely, like, I've bought games on multiple platforms. Right, and I feel like, with perfect knowledge, nobody is getting taken advantage of. But with imperfect knowledge, you know, there are a lot of people who wouldn't have bought it if they had known it was available for free somewhere else.
Well, we could just say that, you know. If we want to undercut ourselves.
I heard once that the future of gaming is microtransactions.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was user-created cock and balls.
It's user-created micro cock and balls.
Broken picture telephone during the LARP resulted in a lot of cock and balls.
Well, to be fair, you started one of the pictures off with a fairly blatant cock and ball. Well, or at least a cock.
I didn't start it off.
Is that meat staff with the big dot on top, not you?
Users. I just was the first team. I was just like, draw a picture.
Oh, okay. I figured that you started them off with
a
picture.
No, it was users.
All right. Well,
I'm not a user.
But then also, to be fair, two of them never went cock and balls. One of them started with a cock, stopped being a cock, went back to being a cock and balls, and then stopped being cock and balls.
Huh.
Or so maybe just balls. I think it was
time
just,
is like a pendulum.
Yes. That swings between the cock and the cock and balls. It's like the taint.
Mm.
Time is like a taint.
Time is like a pendulum taint. Time is like a pendulous taint. Man, did you ever meet anybody with a pendulous taint?
No.
That'd be weird.
I figured that everybody had one of those.
Have you ever met a woman with a pendulous taint whose period matched the period of the pendulum? So, like, giant flap of skin swinging back and forth, and every time it swings forward, big blast of blood. Come on, guys.
You're hurting me.
This is what it's like having a powerful imagination. I kind of just want to throw up all the time. I'm sorry. This is what it's like being bulimic. I kind of want to throw up all the time,
I kinda
so
wanna
I'll stay
have...
pretty. the direction we want to take it in. I mean, like, I don't know that we have a whole lot of, like, directional conceits for the MMO. I'm wondering if maybe the baseline... I sometimes wonder what would have happened if it had been $5 instead of $10 for a Mr. A. Would we have made less money?
I don't know.
Would we have made more money? Would we have made the same amount of money? You know what I wish? I wish real life had, like, save states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be cheating.
It wouldn't be cheating. Although, man, you could totally, like, cheat on your wife with a save state and then go back to the save state before you cheated on your wife.
Never happened.
That'd be pretty sweet. Somebody should make a movie about that called Jumper with Hayden Christensen. Or The Butterfly Effect with Hayden Christensen. Or Brazil with Hayden Christensen.
Or Zorro the Gay Blade with Hayden Christensen.
I watched a third... I watched a third episode of Wizards and Warriors.
You're one ahead of me.
It's pretty good. So wait, you watched The Unicorn of Death?
Yep.
And then The Kidnap.
The Kidnap.
But
yes.
You did not watch The Rescue.
Oh, wait, maybe I did.
The Kidnap and The Rescue were a two-part.
Is it a two-part? Okay, then yes, I have seen just as much as you.
Okay. Tonight, I might watch Night of Terror.
Ooh.
Yeah. There are 8 episodes, and 4 of them are something of death. That's pretty good record.
That's the naming convention that I use. Have you ever been to a naming convention?
Like where you just decide what things are called?
Yeah, well, they've got committees.
Adam had that one-man naming convention. He invited everybody.
Oh. Yeah. Badum.
Soren Trigg says, Jick, please, please update the shows. Please, the Monday shows have not been put up for ages. It is making me really sad. Yeah, no, I know. It is like a little bit of a pain in the ass, and it's been busy here.
This is the virtue that he picked up from the hippies.
I really have no excuse. Yeah, yeah, laziness. Laziness and procrastination is the virtues that I picked up from the hippies. One thing that my early impressions of hippies were from my dad complaining about having lived with some hippies and that they wipe their ass with the phone book. What? That was what I learned about hippies when I was first being introduced to the concept of hippies, because they were too lazy to go buy toilet paper, or maybe too broke because they spent all of their money on dope.
I was afraid that it might be that they were disdainful of what the telephone company and the phone book stood for.
Yeah, they were in public. They would go out in public and wipe their ass with the phone
public
book.
Public telephone.
Yes. They wipe their ass at a payphone. Oh, man. I just took a nasty dump. I need to find a phone booth. That's what they would
Superman.
Say.
Superman.
Mm. Yeah, man. That's why if a hippie comes into your house and asks if you've got a phone book, you'd be like, nope. You'd be like, oh no, I just use my laptop for everything, and then they wipe their ass with
you.
Your ass with their laptop, and then you're like, haha, gotcha. You were too stoned to do the right thing.
I threw away all the phone books in the office. I hope that nobody minds.
Did you put them in the recycling?
I don't remember.
I think you probably didn't. I was saving
those. I put five of them in the recycling. How many other ones were there?
There were three or four other ones.
Five or seven. Are you sure you're not just making stuff up or confusing other things with phone
Maybe
books?
Maybe it was accidentally all of the receipts from
Was it
from
40 half-full cans of Diet Dr. Pepper?
No.
I will sometimes confuse that's for a phone book.
I mean, you can look phone numbers up in both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you stare into it, like, if you want to, like, you just think really hard about the person that you want to call, and then you get your eye really, really close to the Diet Dr. Pepper, shake it around so that it's
like tea leaves.
Fizzes, yeah. Yeah. And then look at a wall and blink, and you will see the phone number of the person you're trying to reach. You'll see the name of the person you're going to marry.
And then 7 days later, you die.
And what kind of house you'll live in. Maybe I'm thinking of, you make a salt cellar out of 40 half-full cans of Diet Dr. Pepper, mm-hmm. and you write, hovel, mansion, shack, house, on four of the cans.
Pick a color.
Come on, I need to come up with nine other indicators of future happiness. You have the number of kids that you will have. Yeah.
Where you live, what car you drive.
Wait, where you live? Do you just name a bunch of cities?
Mansion or
wait, mash.
Or penthouse
mansion.
Apartment. Yeah, you live in
mansion,
either
mansion apartment.
Shack house. Shithole, hovel, ass closets and mausoleum.
And then the last one could be like favorite sitcom.
No, I'm sorry. Melted plastic house.
I don't think you played the same version of this game I did when I was a kid.
But MASH was one of the units of the.
No, I know, but it was like the first one, and then
you'd write down four boys' names that you liked.
You might have.
I didn't play this a lot because I like. Chicks.
Oh, I thought that it always started with like a
you were
number,
too busy fucking dudes in the
color.
Ass.
What? Why do you have to take it down that crude road? Why do you have to take it up that Hershey Highway? Why do you have to go there? Ah, man.
Yep.
Kumanol says, Jick, if you like The Last Airbender, you should see the TV show. It's vastly better and Pixar level in bridging the adult kid audience. It's just so...
I wouldn't go that far, but it's good.
Thing.
It was okay. I didn't think it was like...
How much of it did you watch?
Like 3 episodes. And like, you know, it's anime, so it's not crazy good.
Do people talk really fast? That's my impression of anime. No. People talk really fast. Sometimes people like bloat and explode into a bunch of tentacles. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people punch other people really fast until their heads explode. I've only seen...
That was my Fist of the North Star impersonation.
Yeah, I've only seen Akira, Fist of the North Star movies, and then I guess I saw Ghost in the Shell. So sometimes people type with crazy finger extensions.
Cowboy Bebop?
I really didn't like Cowboy Bebop.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched like the first 3 episodes.
Huh.
I like Cowboy Bebop.
I was like, why are you ripping off Firefly? I also said, why are you ripping off StarCraft?
Did you see
Joss Whedon's American McGee's StarCraft?
What was that last one you were asking?
Samurai Champloo?
No, I didn't watch Samurai. Not. You know, I watched a couple of episodes of Samurai Jack. That I thought was pretty good, actually. It was. I really liked the art direction.
Yeah, that was good.
Art direction being short for Art Deco erection.
Yes.
Which is like when you have a building shaped like a cock.
When you're watching Samurai jack off.
Huh. Very good.
I just wrote that. Good.
I recorded Samurai Jack off the Cartoon Network. If your friend Jack was stuck on top of an elephant, would you help Jack off the elephant?
Sure.
Haha.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell everyone that you said you would jack off an elephant. You would help jack off an elephant. You would gangbang handjob an elephant. Cirrus says, I hear good things about a PvP revamp. Any chance you could talk about that to troll the hardcore club some more? I wrote a thing today. It was a sheet of paper with a bunch of things written on it, and then I left it at the house, and probably it will get set on fire by accident.
You've got to stop stringing Fresnel lenses just randomly around the house.
Yeah, they're just hanging.
Different times of day.
Different times of day, different things are on fire.
That's how you tell the time in your house, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's on fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
who's on first?
It's Drapes 30.
Yeah. Every once in a while, it's Hot Stuff's Bed O'Clock. Hot Stuff's collection of first edition books. 45. Hot Stuff's collection of rare 45s. 15. Hot Stuff's poster of Andy Warhol saying everyone gets 15 minutes of fame. 20. I shouldn't have said 20 because I broke the chain. Nymal says, are the antique items gone for good? Well, the antique items that existed before are, you know, they exist in the quantities that they exist in. They exist in the quantities in which they exist.
We took a month off.
Yeah.
I think is what that question is getting at.
Maybe 2 months. Maybe 6 months. Maybe 1,000 months.
I think hopefully it will just be a month.
Jeff Poskanzer asks if we've ever found any good stick figure porn. I don't think there is any such thing as good stick figure porn. All Night Diner says, what is the point of items being labeled as gift? It just makes people go to lengths to trade them since you can't normally.
Or the point is that people would give them from one person to the other, hence them being gifts.
That's a question, though. Like, you can't make people do stuff.
No, we don't make them do anything, but people want to give things as gifts. And if you can just go out and buy that thing in the mall, then it's not nearly as special.
But the people who would give things as gifts wouldn't sell them in the mall, and the fact that you can't buy them in the mall just means that you have to buy them through some third party.
Or you have to be nice and someone will give them to you.
Okay. That's not how it works, though.
It is sometimes how it works. And for those times, that's what we do. We are creating the possibility of people getting something that is special. So, you know, a new player will never, you know, a relatively new player who's played for a month or two or whatever will never have seen those gift items in the mall. And so when they get one as a gift, they'll be like, oh, wow, this is really cool. Neat. Thank you. And, you know, the creation of that space of interaction is worth all the headaches that people who want to do things in a different way have. You know? We have a secure trade system. So you can do it that way if you really want to.
Jalandi writes, can you add a bad mood adventure that breaks your hippie stone? You can have the black cat do it, and you can call that the PvP revamp. Good plan. No, I wrote a bunch of skills today, and I need to make up some numbers for them and tell C.D. Moyer to do them, and then we'll see. We'll have a PvP system once he does that, and then we'll test it. Hot Stuff will fuck it all up. We'll figure out how to fix the things Hot Stuff fucked up. Hot Stuff will say, this isn't going to be fun because there are going to be at least 10 assholes like me completely dominating it, and we will say, okay, let's stop working on that for 5 years. That's what happens with PvP. Hot Stuff just keeps beating my ass using a thing that I said, you're not going to be able to do that once this is fixed. Knock it off. And then he just keeps doing it anyway. To prove a point. Hot Stuff likes to prove points about how people will ruin anything. Mm-hmm. By ruining things.
Yep.
Sometimes he just goes and sets shit on fire at my house. Just then he blames it on the Fresnel lenses that are hanging all over the place. It's like, I just wanted you to know what time. I was tricking you into thinking that it was a different time.
I was trying
than
to get
it was.
You up early.
Yeah, so that you'd be late for a dentist appointment.
By a day.
Yeah, I was a day late for my dentist appointment. I guess I have a new dentist appointment Maybe on Monday.
What are you, a dollar short for your dentist appointment?
No, I wasn't. It's paid for by insurance. Cool. Our new dental insurance is going to get me a filling.
That's delicious.
Man, I have a filling like on the front of my teeth, and he showed it to me, and you can see it, and it's really gross.
On the
there's
front
a lot
of
weird,
teeth.
Gross brown shit underneath my gums. I feel like there's a lot of really weird, gross guts underneath my skin.
Huh.
And it bothers me when you can see that stuff.
Yeah, it bothers me when you can see that stuff.
Where was I reading recently? Somebody talking about, like, if you were, like, on a date with a super hot girl who was really interesting and you really liked her, and then when you got her home and she took her clothes off, her skin was totally transparent and you could see all of her guts and everything, would you still have sex with her?
I thought that was kind of like
idea. Yeah, I mean, that'd be interesting.
But it would be interesting in a way that gave you a boner?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, like, I'm not talking about, like, H.P. Lovecraft.
I mean, presumably she has at least, like, a face, or you would have noticed to begin with.
So you're saying you just look at her face, or just have sex with her face, is what you're saying. That's your style.
I think that's a possibility.
Okay. So if a woman's body is disgusting, you can just have sex with her face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just put a paper bag over the entire rest of her.
It would be like They Live.
Ooh, and then you could pretend that she was a, like a Weeble Wobble. Mm-hmm. Or a...
Because Weeble Wobble's
an ugly sack of mostly water.
An Antwerp from Heroes Quest 1.
You could pretend that she was a bag full of motor oil and pudding.
And then just dip your hand into her trying to find a key?
Yes.
Or what else? What did Facilitan actually want us to put in
this
there?
This keeps on coming up. So a million years ago when we had the first LARP, Facilitan had this awesome idea for what he would like to find in a LARP. Not that he would want to interact with it, just because he would want to see other people have to interact with it. And that was a bag, like a plastic bag, garbage bag, full of motor oil and pudding and innards from slaughtered animals and, like, a thing that you would have to find. So you had to reach into all the disgusting stuff to find the one measly treasure. And we, of course, didn't use the idea, but... Every single time we have talked about any game design project since then, it has included, you know, we would get to a quiet point and somebody would say, ah, I've got an idea.
Van Gogh.
We have so many in-jokes.
Van Gogh hasn't actually made it into the game, at least, so that was...
Well, that was the only reason why it was an in-joke, though.
Yeah.
It's because we... oh, those heady days of yore.
Heady?
Heady.
Headley. Headley.
Forum thread questions. Durgle says, are there ever going to be any more hilarious items added to the game, or is that content vector finished with? It's probably safe to say that's done.
I thought that he meant jokes.
I was like, no, we're done. Nothing else hilarious. Was there ever anything hilarious added to the game? I think not. Man, when I look at the Comic-Con... the display, like the slideshow that we do with the jokes in it, I think, Jesus Christ, is that shit not funny?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know what's the matter with me. Because I wrote a lot of it, and I apparently thought it was funny when I wrote it. Maybe my sense of humor is becoming older.
Mature. Maybe it's just you're too familiar with those particular jokes.
Maybe. That one's kind of racist out of context.
Which one?
The Black Knight.
Hmm.
Because it just kind of seems like we're making fun of black people, as opposed to Martin Lawrence in particular. Because you'd have to get it. It's a quote from... The description has just a quote from the movie Black Knight, but nobody actually knows that, so it just seems like we're just like, oh, this is the kind of thing a black dude would say. Because it's something about beating you up and taking your wallet.
You're so racist.
Waving a straight razor around while smoking the reefer and listening to that jazz. Quite a while back, says Lord Bitchalot, I believe it was mentioned that a piece of clan furniture had been developed in relation to Hobopolis, but that the powers that be weren't sure how to implement it. Are you guys any closer to arriving at a solution, or has that just been put into a file with the PvP revamp? Man, why is the PvP revamp our Duke Nukem Forever all of a sudden? So we kind of know what it's going to do, but it's not implemented. I mean, it's not...
That doesn't even exist as an item.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Part of the problem was figuring out where it would drop.
Yeah, figuring out how to drop it in a way that wasn't just like rich get richer. Because we know how much you guys hate it when we do rich get richer shit. And when we do rich little impressions, because rich little is not interesting except when he's doing impressions of other people. So doing a Rich Little impression isn't funny. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this, Riff.
I thought that was Peter Lorre.
Oh. Is that who I was thinking of? Oh. Never mind, Riff. Carry on. The Huzzah Fire says, I know this has been asked time and time again, but is the dig or whatever bigger event it may lead to over, or is it just taking a break / dramatic pause? The dig as it existed was already 3 times the scope of the event as initially conceived. So someday we'll have an idea and we'll continue the event. But if you ask when it's going to be, you might as well ask somebody other than me, because they have just as much of an idea as I do.
We have an idea.
Sort of.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we need, is a sort of idea.
Not Jim says, any word on which area will have delay cut from it next? I don't know, man. At some point in October, I'm gonna run out of
backlog.
What do you even call that? What do you call it when you've got like a surplus?
Front log.
You call it a surplus.
You call it a surplus when you got a surplus? Mm-hmm. Surplus was the coolest knight.
Yes. Sirloin of beef.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Because it's sirloin.
Serrated bread knife.
Ooh. You're afraid of those.
I am.
Serrated knives.
I'm afraid of serrated knives.
Yeah, they frighten you. Because the food hides in the serration.
Oh, yeah, gross. They're never clean. I thought you meant I was afraid of them, like somebody was going to stab me with one.
Oh, no. You can't stab someone with a serrated
knife. I think
knife.
You mean
kidding?
Saw you with one.
You could saw. Yeah. Istariasuka says, which is more stressful getting ready for? KOLCon, DragonCon, or Comic-Con? Well, DragonCon was zero stress to get ready for.
That's not true at all.
What?
I had to make that slideshow.
Comic-Con is a lot of work, but we basically got it down. So it's not super stressful. Although it was stressful this year because 2 weeks before we were supposed to get there, our fucking place we were supposed to stay fell through. But, the, you know, logistical snafus notwithstanding.
I mean, I get stressed out before Comic-Con because I've got to fill out all those forms, and then I have to sort of plan the logistics of getting all the shit over to our booth and stuff. Like,
KOLCon is by far the worst, I think.
We are totally responsible for KOLCon. If we fucked up at Comic-Con, our booth might not be there, but Comic-Con would still happen. Whereas if we fuck up at KOLCon...
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends on how much of a solipsist you are. I mean, I feel like Comic-Con never happened before I got there.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel way more responsible for people having a good time at KOLCon, which is very stressful.
Jesus is a Girl writes, are we ever going to see an affordable replacement for Grimmsite gowns? I don't know what Grimmsite gowns do, so chances are eventually, yes.
Just monster my mistake. Level.
It's all monster level.
Macaroni the Bent says, is the sea going to be finished this year? Eh, maybe. Will the Bounty Hunter ever get new things to sell?
I don't know.
Maybe. Why do people ask these questions? They should know the answer.
The Bounty Hunter could sell maps to bosses' lairs.
Yeah. Schlurp says, what are the odds that the mechanic for obtaining tower items from the shore will eventually be changed to conform to your original intent? I would say that the shore will not change until it is replaced with something totally different.
Shore.
By shore bots.
Oh, man. NatNet posts some radio show archive fixes. Some problems. Chilled says, Jick, with all the forum whining about the Hippo Ballerina so soon after all the forum whining about the Dig event and all the whining about the Rock Monster event last year, why haven't you snapped and tried attacking the servers with a cricket bat? I would. You know, driving kind of calms me down. And so I always get like 3/4 of the way to the data center and then I think like...
Yeah, the danger is though that they've got that light rail now.
Oh yeah!
You could just get on the train and
I know I could.
Fume.
I could just drink until I was in a blind rage. Although I don't, I'm a pretty happy drunk.
So you start
just
punching
ask
people.
Hogulus.
I was happy. You were really excited about punching that dude.
And then that other dude, and then the third dude, and then we made you go.
I didn't realize there was a third dude.
Third dude.
I didn't either.
Rocket punch.
I thought the second dude was the rocket punch.
No, the second dude
was for looking like Hogulus. That was like Oatgan, right? I punched Oatgan for looking like Hogulus.
But then the third guy was just because punching was fun.
Yep. I did the one punch, and then the two punch, And then the three punch. I made a number three. Gore-Tex says, are you happy with the results of the newer items of the month that mimic the functionality of older ones, and are there any others already in the pipeline? Pipeline. hey, Hot Stuff.
Yeah.
On our schedule of items of the month that are going to be related for the next year, are there any that mimic the functionality of old ones?
No. not at the moment. We have that list of things we have not gone through and used.
Yeah, they're all tomes.
They're not all fucking tomes. Jesus, you just, like, you only remember the things that you wrote, and those were all tomes, but there were four other people who wrote down ideas, and we haven't used
any of them. But I only remember the good ideas, and so the good ideas were all tomes. Yeah. Your ideas are complicated.
Some of them.
We should look at that.
Not all of them.
We should totally look at that.
You should.
Just think, I go home in 10 days, Hot Stuff. And then it's all, you just get it. You get all of it.
I get all of it. It's true. I get it all. I get it all.
OTTick says, what are the chances... Wait, is that OTI tick? Like, you are a tick who listens to Overthinking It? Available online at overthinkingit.com.
And by a nose.
Thanks, Morgan Freeman.
He's Irish.
Otitic says, oh, tit, ick. Maybe it's somebody who's grossed out by a boob. Anyway, Catatonic Monkey says...
Wait,
and the joke was that I would go through all of that and then not read Otitic's question.
I see. That wasn't a very funny joke.
Well, Otitic's question is not very good, so...
So why did you start it?
Because I start them all.
Because the name was good.
what are the chances, he says, of seeing a cute line foldable ITM, IOTM, item of the month, in the near future? Never. No. Zero. Zero are the chances. That's not a real thing. And do you have any plans for new Clover or semi-rare adventures? Man, January is fucking coming right up, though, and it's going to be foldable time.
We have to rethink that. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, we could do a physical foldable.
It's true.
We've never done that.
Where are you in these?
I'm in the forum thread.
Oh, the forum thread.
Yeah.
I'm not opening some stupid forum thread. There's already two places for people to send us questions.
Well, now there's three. Now there's three, and you're just going to have to deal with it, man. Or just let me read the questions, like always. You just sit there occasionally saying something not funny. And, like, maybe sleeping.
Just because I'm
you have a history of sleeping.
Under the weather.
You have a history of sleeping on the radio shows.
I've done that maybe five times.
Yeah, that might count as history.
That is five times as many times as...
I've been on like 500 shows.
That's five times as many times as a million times the number of times anyone else has fallen asleep on the show.
You have no idea. You don't turn around and look at Riff.
Riff is not falling asleep. Riff
He's
is playing
busy.
Tetris.
Yeah,
you can
He's
hear me giggle.
Games.
So.
Yeah.
I've never fallen asleep on the air.
No. It's weird, because being fat makes it so you're really kind of lethargic,
mm-hmm.
but being gay makes it so you're sort of excited to be in the room with a bunch of prime specimens of manhood like the other three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like just kind of normalized.
It does. And
are we prime specimens of manhood because there are three of us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
every time I go into this dungeon, there's these two prime guardians. It's like Anubarak prime guardian. And I always imagine that they're guarding prime numbers. And then sometimes I make a joke, and the other people in my random group of people
ignore
tell
you.
Me that I'm stupid. Yeah, or
and
ignore
spit
me.
Spit on you from the balcony.
Do you use the in-game voice chat?
I don't. Neither does anyone else.
Huh. Interesting.
Oh man, if I did it now, I would sound super sweet, because I got like a real microphone at home.
Oh, if I did God. It, they'd all think that I was a riff.
That'd be weird to like... Sound like a radio personality.
Or like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Sound like...
Look out over there! Spiders!
How do you know? How'd you know there were spiders in a video game?
I was guessing.
That was a good guess. The power also... bleh, bleh. Catatonic Monkey says, any chance we could get a full breakdown of team placements from the LARP? I don't need point values. I'm just curious to see who all finished where.
I'd have to go get the list.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's in my...
Oh, I
so it would
know
make people feel bad.
One.
The people who did poorly would feel bad.
There were nine teams. They placed in order from first to ninth.
If not that, then how do you feel about current pricing on the Hippo Ballerina? I think it's, you know,
to be expected.
Yeah, it's wholly attainable, right? It's like about 5 Mr. A's worth of meat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not a big deal. Not a big deal. And I think it'll normalize a little lower than it is now, and then it'll creep up over time. And then it'll tank when they become sellable next year at con.
Is that definite?
I think so. I mean, that's what we told people, so okay. I feel like not doing it would be a dick move.
Do we know what we're selling it for at con?
$30.
Okay.
$20 for the new tome.
Tome?
I don't know. We could do a tome.
Jesus, dude.
Tome of con.
Mm-hmm. Con summoning.
Flagration.
The long con.
Yeah, tome of the long con. Nymal says, what do you think about the constant barrage of Mika KOL threads? Honor, offense, or pure and utter apathy? Apathy, although at least a Mika KOL thread is not somebody calling me an asshole for some favor that I tried to do.
It might be, you just don't read it.
Oh yeah, maybe it is, you're right. Any thread that I don't read is a thread in which no one called me an asshole. Casey Wiederman says, so how about that new Castlevania game? Think it'll tweak all the right emotions? I don't know anything about a new Castlevania game.
It's a 3D God of War-like.
Oh, I don't want that.
That's not Castlevania.
I mean, it might be the IP.
This might be the first Castlevania that has tweaked any emotion out of me whatsoever.
Oh, yeah? Do you not like Castlevania?
No, I like them just fine, but if it's not, like,
oh, this one might make you mad, is what you're saying.
Yes.
You wouldn't like him when he's angry. You also wouldn't like him when he's hungry.
No.
Data Vortex says, was the familiar sale at Con a success in its intended function, paying for Con? Did you see a bump of sale in Mr. A's to people intending to buy them? I don't know, I haven't paid attention to that lately, but I feel like we may have come kind of close to breaking
we
even.
We came much closer this year than we ever
I feel like at the very least we were like a 4-figure loss instead of a 5-figure loss.
We're never a 5-figure loss.
17-figure loss.
No, we're okay, no, you're right.
Yeah,
okay, sorry.
That's what I'm saying. We were five.
I thought you said 6.
Which is why you said we're never a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're, yeah. Because I meant 6.
Because he's ill. Prime candidate.
Yeah, but it worked. I sold more than I expected. You know what's weird is that I expected a certain number of the familiar to sell, and then I expected a certain amount of money to come in, but because I am just fucking awful at math when there's dollar signs, the number of familiars that I expected ended up being 3 times as much money as I expected. Because I was like, oh, we're selling these for $6, right? I don't know, man.
Cool.
I think it was fine. I think it was good. My mom was excited. She was like, whose idea was this? I was like, mine. She was like, of course it was. That's my son. That Kevin fucker never does anything. I mean, hot stuff. She doesn't call you hot stuff, though.
She does when you're not there.
My mom made a super sweet quilt.
That was really, really nice.
It was.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of small. It wouldn't. It maybe keep a baby warm.
But it, I mean, it's a wall hanging.
If you had a KOL baby, yeah, that was neat. She got a sweet new sewing machine, and was practicing quilting by
pretty
using.
Cool.
She must. You know, it was the original. It was the game art. So she had to have gotten the. She had to have gotten that art from
the
unless internet. You sent it to her or something. Was there any back channel shenanigans?
Not of that sort.
Oh, I get it. You're channel. Implying that you had sex with my mom. This is an back earnest conversation channels. About how great my mom is.
Yeah. So oh, yes, not- it is.
How stuff. You're starting to offend me a little bit. And I'm just basically drinking whiskey the entire time here, so I'm gonna be really temperamental by the end of this show.
He's got a cricket bat and a light rail. You just watch it.
Yeah. Also, I need to go to the data center. I'll be there in 20 minutes. Also, I need you to buy me a cricket bat before you go. We have a baseball bat here that I kept for, I bought it for beating up hobos.
Have you ever actually beaten up a hobo?
No.
He tried to get us to go out and beat them up the other day.
Yeah.
I remember that.
They were driving me fucking crazy.
Yeah, I know. We told you no.
You didn't tell me no.
We just ignored you.
Yeah. I wanted to
guys.
Look, there's nothing wrong with wanting to go out and ask some dudes to stop being loud in your alley when your alley is private property. There's nothing wrong with that. Why was I so scared to do it, and why were you guys not helping me?
I would have been very hesitant for you to come out of the back door of the house to do that. If you had, like, walked around the neighborhood and gone in through the side entrance to the alley, I wouldn't have been as worried. I fear retaliation.
He fears
against
rocks.
The house.
So basically the hobos win.
Well, no.
Like, they might as well just build a little hobo city in the back, because we can't tell them to leave, because if we tell them to leave, then they'll set our house on fire.
We could call the cops. They're trespassing.
I guess that's true. I would feel like an asshole calling the cops. And I don't know why I would feel like an asshole
calling
the
cops. It's their job.
Because the thing is, the city certainly doesn't feel like an asshole fining me when assholes put graffiti in the back alley and I don't clean it up. So why should I feel like an asshole? Like, you know, the amount of money that I paid in fines would pay a cop for 10 minutes, right? Even with the infrastructure costs. So why should I feel bad about wasting 10 minutes of cops'
time? Did we ever actually get fined for that?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think probably never actually had to pay. I don't think I've ever actually paid any of the fines from the city. I've always just done whatever. I've always ignored them or done whatever it was that they wanted. And the first few fines I got were like, they finally came to my house, and I was like, you know, I read the rule, and I'm not in violation of it, so I'm not paying this. If you send me a thing charging me with violating a rule that I'm actually violating, then I'll be glad to pay it. But like, the way this rule is written, I'm not violating it. And I'm sure they love dudes like me.
Yep.
Because I kind of figured it out. Like, it was something about like not mowing your grass. And I did mow my grass. I just let some big patches of, like, big bushy green weeds grow because they were pretty. And then the neighbors complained. And so they came and they were like, oh, you're in violation of this tall grass ordinance. And I was like, well, this tall grass ordinance says that if you have more than, like, you know, 90 contiguous square feet of tall grass, you're in violation. And none of these are 90 contiguous square feet. I'm like, you know, so you could change the rules to a thing that I'm in violation of, or you could, you know, say that it's a different rule or whatever. And then finally the grass died, and then there was another rule that was like, you can't have any dead vegetation in your yard, and I like mowed it. I was like, okay, fine. I mean,
and then you just lit it all on fire.
Yep, still, I'm playing by the rules.
Slash and burn.
Just because you're not playing by your rules doesn't mean I'm not.
City.
Someone complained about my pool.
Your current pool?
No, the old pool that was like
the mosquito.
Weird demo model of an above ground pool that was like 6 feet in diameter. Empty.
Well,
somebody complained
the
about
mosquitoes.
It. No, I killed them with the stick knife many years ago. It was a weapon I invented where you tie a steak knife to the end of a dowel rod. And I killed mosquitoes with it by sawing a hole in the bottom of a above ground pool and letting the fetid water drain out.
You say fetid?
Fetid?
Fetid.
That's what I would...
Fetid, letting the feta cheese drain out.
Yeah, I think that might have been why there were so many complaints. It's because you were storing cheese.
Because I was making bathtub cheese in an exterior bathtub.
Yeah. I mean, it was during the time...
That was a big thing on the local news. They were
prohibition.
You weren't here for this, but that was a real thing. They were cracking down on... I'm not making this up. Because you are just constantly making shit up. And to be fair, because I am constantly making shit up. There was like a big, like kind of a little panic in the news about a bunch of primarily Mexican families here making a lot of bathtub cheese.
Sure.
And selling it.
Okay. No, I thought but I was talking about cheese prohibition. And you were like, that totally happened.
But it was prohibition. It was a prohibition on homemade cheese. Because it was made in bathtubs. And it was supposedly dirty. It was like, oh man, this cheese might have bacteria in it. And then somebody was like, you should look up cheese in an encyclopedia. Because if it didn't have bacteria in it, it wouldn't be cheese. That's what I'm saying. If it doesn't have bacteria in it, play ball. Old enough to bleed, old enough to cheese.
This show has really taken
a
downturn in the week that I missed.
You shouldn't get sick.
It's all your fault.
Well, we got some radio bugbears bugbears. Let's see where we got to. Rotini Pants says, why aren't the monsters in the haunted bathroom resistant to stench? I don't know. What kind of monsters are in the haunted bathroom?
There's the...
Oh, wait. I get what he's saying, because they're in the bathroom. I don't even know how the elements work in this game.
You've got a chart.
I have a chart on my wall that I've never, ever consulted.
That's
because
not true.
It just doesn't matter.
You've done it. I've seen you do it. I've watched you consult.
Hot stuff.
Yeah.
Stop falling asleep.
I'm not falling asleep.
Oh, man, Jodes 4 says, the quilt is awesome. It's kept me warm the last few nights. Not only could it keep babies warm, but also midget Australians. Why Australians?
Because they're particularly small.
Because they're upside down.
Oh, yeah.
They're criminals.
They need to keep their heads warm.
Yeah.
They're criminals.
Do you think when Australians go to the post office... I'm trying to think what would happen if you were upside down at the post office.
All your mail would
flush your
all your mail would fall out of your pockets.
Fall into the ceiling.
Yeah.
Into the ceiling.
Yeah, this is not a good story.
Why do they all wear magnetic shoes?
To keep their pants up.
Wait, you're thinking of why do firemen cross the road?
Because of their magnetic shoes.
Man, remember that joke where you say to somebody, oh, your shirt's on fire, and then you pull it out of their pants and say, oh, now it's out.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
I remember the one where you said, hey, your shirt's on fire, nightmare, and then I said, huh, what? And then you lit my shirt on fire. I remember that one.
That was pretty funny.
Jerk. You always light me on fire.
Yeah. You remember the one where I was like, hey, nightmare, and you turned around, and then I just, like, threw a bowling ball at your face? That's actually the kind of thing that I would do to you.
I had that dart gun the other day that wasn't really a dart gun. It was just, like, a long piece of PVC pipe, and I would call your name from across the room and wait till you turned around, and then I would go into your face.
Yeah, it was disconcerting.
Thanks for spitting in my face.
You're welcome.
From across the room. You've developed a device for spitting on people from
I'm
far away.
I'm going to patent it.
You should sell it to frat boys.
Call it the Fars. Yeah.
The frat tube. Tube bro. Tube bro is like a potato that joins a frat. Jatopian says, when does the Grim Grimmicite site go away? Eh, I don't know.
Eventually.
Dr. Kier says, hey, Jekyll Riff stuff. Took a long break from the game, back again now. It's like picking up an old NES game to find out that somebody patched it and it's even better than before. Aw, thanks. Zero Blah says, so hey, how about those flower schnapps? I don't know, is that like a thing that people are talking about in the forums? Hot Stuff might be able to answer this question, but he's asleep.
Yeah, I'm dead. I died.
I'm like a muffin.
What?
I'm like a muffin.
How is that?
Because he's dead.
Yeah.
How does that... What are you talking about?
Did something just fall from the sky?
No, it's one of those spiders.
It definitely looked like... I thought something fell from the ceiling fan.
Huh. Yeah, that was really creepy.
Maybe...
That would be the rubber bands that I shot off the ceiling into Hot Stuff.
You did that just now.
I just did that.
Okay. Wow.
It wasn't really a spider.
It looked like a jumping spider. I've got my glasses off.
Jumping spider.
Everything kind of looks like a spider, but...
Back with another one of those junk jumping spiders.
It jumped my junk.
Man, there was a huge spider at the house. Hot Stuff was sitting on the couch, and he like felt something rub on his arm, and then was like, "Yeah, whatever." And then later on, there was a fucking gigantic spider on the couch.
On the couch,
right next to him.
Yeah.
Did it bite you on the foot?
It did not bite me. I'm glad it did not, because it would have.
Do wolf spiders even bite?
I don't know.
Wolf spiders do. Was it a wolf spider?
I think
so. It looked like it. It was pretty big.
It had pointy ears, and it was traveling in a pack.
And it was howling at a moon. There were three of it, and a moon on Zare's t-shirt. You know, I make fun of Zare, but I like Zare. He's a fun guy.
With a wolf.
I think Zare's probably going to be at Columbus. We'll probably get drunk.
He usually is.
Probably get drunk, and I'll make fun of his wolf shirt, even though he won't even be wearing it. Maybe I'll wear a wolf shirt, and Zare can turn the tables on me.
Or we can all wear wolf shirts and make fun of him.
Oh, we could all wear wolf shirts and say, Zare, we decided to join your bowling team. Oh, man. 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 Let's start a bowling team.
Called the Wolf Pack.
No.
Called?
Let's start a bowling team where we all dress up like wolves and we have bowling balls that are the moon.
Excuse me.
Like the actual moon. Huh. Like we grab it and we use it to bowl.
It down.
And what would be That's what's like awesome about idea. The using the moon as a bowling ball is that you
holes.
Always you always destroy all the pins. Mm. You always knock over all the pins and destroy the bowling alley and the city that you're in and most of the continent.
We'll be famous.
That the city's on. We would be famous.
Did you ever see that video of the, like it up. Was a group of furries challenged like a bunch of Trekkies to bowling night somewhere? I'm trying to remember what that was from. But it is now
sprung.
Oh, yeah,
and the furries lost because of their giant mitten.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be hard to bowl.
Well,
the furries are not like the skinheads. Like, Camper Van Beethoven's advice for dealing with subcultures that you hate won't work on furries.
Why didn't you spend time hanging out with the furries while you were in college?
Because there weren't furries while I was in college.
They were just better hidden.
Yeah, that kind of shit was shrouded in the appropriate level of shame. I'm just kidding. I got an email. This used to happen. I remember this. I got an email saying, "Man, why do you hate furries? What the fuck is your problem, man? Do you just buy into the bullshit that the internet spreads about furries and CSI Miami?" I'm like, well.
Yes.
It always strikes me as kind of like for I don't want to like hurt people's feelings, right? But like,
but we're going to.
Well, no, but like, okay, for being a furry is fucking weird, right? Like, even if it's not like over sexualized the way that like 4chan would lead you to believe or whatever, you can't like. I'm really into video games, and I don't go around combating the negative stereotypes of people who play video games, right? Because people who play video games are different than other people and kind of weird, right? And granted, that's a broader categorization than it used to be, but, like, I don't know, man. Furries are weird, and that's, like, why they're... You know, that's what makes them furries, is that they're not normal people. They're furries, right? Like...
I mean, are skinheads also weird?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, like, Jews are weird, right? Like, and, like... Come on.
Back me up, guy. Come on.
I mean, anybody who is not the majority is weird?
No, just anybody who... Like, I'm not saying, like, you know, like, Jews in general, but I'm saying, like, so...
Orthodox Jews.
So, like, is it weird to say the Amish are weird?
Depends on what you mean by weird.
Yeah,
compared to everybody else, the Amish are weird. It is weird to not drive a car. It is weird to live in a society where there are cars and maybe you can afford one, but you don't have one because of your religious beliefs. That's weird. Right? And so, I feel like,
I mean,
you know...
By those definitions, then almost everybody's going to be weird in some way.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So, don't go on a crusade to get people to not think that you're weird because of the particular way in which you're weird, is what I'm saying. Right? Like, furries are fucking weird.
Okay, it's less offensive now. You did a good job of making that way less offensive.
So basically, I think we should round up all the furries.
And have a party.
Yeah, have a party where everybody... No, we round up all the furries and everyone else, and then have a party where everybody can, like, get to know the furries and sort of, like, take the good parts of their lifestyle.
And rub up against
them. Yeah, so, like,
have a fur
dressing up like a wolf and fucking a fat dude. This is another reason.
Hey, wait a second.
This is another reason why I want you to be on my bowling team, Nightmare. It's, yeah, just that. So no group, no goths have complained about the goth giant, right? And we are just as disdainful of goths as we are of furries in that one zone where each monster is disdainful of a particular subculture. Like procrastinators, the subculture of organized procrastinators.
Well, the procrastinators are all really offended. They just never got around to writing you an email.
You know, when and if we get around to making fun of juggalos, I don't want emails from fucking juggalos saying you're going to cut my dick off with a hatchet because I made fun of juggalos. Because you know what? Juggalos are fucking ridiculous. And there is no rational criterion by which you could evaluate a juggalo and not determine that they're fucking ridiculous, right? So anybody who's like, no, juggalos are just like everybody else, except we dress like clowns and are juggalos. Like, anybody who dresses like a clown and is not a clown is a weirdo.
I mean, it's possible that anyone who dresses like a clown is also a weirdo, right?
Well, society has all sorts of places where weird behavior is no longer quite as weird. Society hasn't found a place yet for juggalos or furries to fit in.
Well, the gathering of the juggalos. Everybody gets together and shares their mutual love of throwing beer bottles at Tila Tequila. juggalos, man.
Juggalo furries.
The more time that passes, the more I like the guy. The more I think my impression is that Shaggy 2 Dope is kind of a jack-off, but that Violent J would probably be pretty cool to hang around with. That is my impression from seeing them interviewed. The love line with Violent J on it from, 10 years ago was amazing. He was, the most obnoxious person I have ever heard in a public forum. But, he was having so much fun, it was impossible to not get swept away in what a dick he was being. And, I don't know, they eventually turned his mic off because he kept making people cry. And it was kind of amazing.
How did he make people cry?
It was weird. It was weird.
In case you were...
He was just being so, I don't know. It was like if I, imagine that I'm drunk... And suddenly, in a forum where I'm giving people advice about stuff, which is and let's say I get on my advice is to have as much anal sex as you can, kick. No matter what their question is, have as much anal sex as you can.
Right.
Yeah. For instance.
Okay.
Listen to it. Find it in the Loveline archive. Available online at minimumsafedistance.org/museumloveline.
In case you were worried, I did a Google search on Juggalo furries, and there is a huge crossover between the two.
Oh, my good. God.
And lots of girls with their shirts off. Wow. Jeez.
If you search for Juggalo furries, you see a lot of tits. I have never seen a girl Juggalo who was attractive. Do you think that means that there aren't, there are hot goth girls, and then there are also kind of some pretty decidedly unhot goth girls. Do you think there are hot Juggalo girls?
Not based off of the image search so far.
Maybe you should make a documentary where you search for a hot Juggalo girl.
Mm. I'm the next Dave Gorman. This is my quest to have sex with a hot girl dressed like a clown.
Wait, what? Did he have a... Did he make a documentary about having a quest to have sex with somebody?
He made a documentary about wanting to have sex with as many other people named Dave Gorman as he could find. He said he bet his friend that he could put together a huge gangbang with nothing but dudes named Dave Gorman.
See, now you're just making stuff up again.
Yeah.
And our listeners don't know.
I thought that I had found one, but it's just a picture of Tila Tequila.
Wait. Tila Tequila is not hot. Tila That's, Tequila looks like a fucking creepy alien.
All Tila I Tequila saw is was, a weirdo. Was a girl on a stage taking off her clothes, and she wasn't the shape of some of these other ugly women.
What?
Like a rectangular?
Beauty comes in all shapes and sizes.
Not this shape and size.
Betrayer wrote, having the closet and Hanks upgraded would help a lot with inventory management. Seriously, Hanks, the closet, and the clan stash make them useful. Clan stash, huh? We do clan stash like the inventory. That'd be weird.
It'd be different.
I'm a little worried that if we make Hanks and the closet look like inventory, that we're not going to be able to make it clear to people which one they're looking at.
I mean, it could say Hanks in big letters.
Yeah, but people won't notice that.
We could preface every item with Hanks.
I mean, I guess if the contextual links were, what it would be if it was in Hanks, and the right-click menu was only shit that you can do with stuff from Hanks... Then you'd eventually figure it out. Maybe they should be a different color. Maybe the
That's
the
so crazy shit.
Maybe
man.
The window, because but the window borders are different colors for stuff, right? There's some shit that's orange. There's some shit if we made Hank's green and the closet gray, it wouldn't be so out of place, and you'd always be able to tell unless you were me which one it was.
That's true. Or if you were blind.
Well, but if you were blind, but if you're blind, you will be reading the text because it will be read aloud to you, and you're used to actually paying attention to what it says. Right?
If you're deaf, you won't be able to.
Basically,
see
blind people have superpowers for paying attention to stuff. You know, if you're blind, your ability to pay attention becomes more powerful to make up for you not being able to see.
I see.
Also, your ability to pay tolls
and taxes.
Because you hardly ever have to do it. Because how many times do you see a blind guy driving?
It's been a while.
How many times does a blind guy see you driving?
Zero.
Have you seen Stevie Wonder's new house? He hasn't. Have you seen Dolly Parton's new shoes? She hasn't. Because Dolly Parton has big boobs.
I don't get it.
And she can't look in a mirror?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have that video that I have of her?
With her shoes?
With her shoes.
It's a picture of somebody fucking Dolly Parton's shoes while she's not wearing them?
Yep.
Maybe they're just pretending they're Dolly Parton shoes. Maybe they're role-playing. Is it a picture of a juggalo? A video of a juggalo having sex with Dolly Parton's shoes?
Let me check and see if I can find them. Juggalo, right. Dolly Parton's shoes, furry.
Yeah, Angela Lansbury Handjob came up with a really surprising set of... I see, because Jodes is an Australian, but he's not a midget.
Jodes?
Yeah, Jodes is the one who won the quilt, apparently.
Oh,
or maybe related to the person who won the quilt. I don't know. Let's stop doing a show.
Okay.
Thanks for doing a show, guys.
Sure.
Bye.
Wait, I forgot.
How to turn it off.
I forgot.
Try this button.
Okay.
Does this one work?
What about this one? Good night, everyone.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.